brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
We are the Morning Animals in Zynga, Spinozzi, Curtis Fitzpatrick, and Carrie Murdoch. Should be a nice day out there. Sunshine, 63.
Get some sun on your face today. It's going to be gorgeous.
Well, vitamin D, Spinozzi.
Yes.
Vitamin D or vitamin E?
I think it's a D.
Think, is with the sun.
D,
well,
right?
Just get yourself a little thing of milk for your walk.
Get them all. Get all your vitamins, Phil.
Drink some milk.
You don't take water with you. Take a little bit of milk with you.
Because there's nothing better on a hot day.
Uh-huh. Is it vitamin E?
It's vitamin E, okay. Dude. It's not. Vitamin D is in milk.
Helps your bones.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's calcium, too, you know.
Uh-huh.
Let's go over our T&W Tire Locks of the Week.
First time I'm happy to do it in quite some time.
Hello, Q-Tip.
Hello. Well, we can officially say that we have a winner for the T&W Tire Locks of the Week competition. As the listener wins this past week, they just needed one more game. And they had Leroy Jenkins called in, had the Rams +3. That's a winner. So they are.
Wait, what was his name?
Leroy Jenkins.
Leroy Jenkins called us on Friday.
He called us Friday.
Mm-hmm. He even yelled at me.
Leroy Jenkins.
The other winners.
Who else was smart enough to take those Rams, Q-Tip?
Smart enough to take the Rams was Mr. Spinozzi.
I called winner.
Nice job.
And Phil and Zynga, you were also a smart man this past weekend.
There you were.
Yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs, -1.5.
Who would have gone opposite on that one, I wonder?
We'll get to that here. But we have to give the flowers to Mr. Kerry Murdoch also, as he had the San Francisco 49ers +5.5.
He said, heck yeah, give me those points. I love those 49ers.
And
now he
flowers.
Hates them, by the way.
Yeah, now he can't. Now he's like, oh, they're terrible.
He hates them.
Hypocrite. You're a hypocrite, Kerry Murdoch.
I made that pick. I mean, really.
Really good
I did
date
not
for the
remember
girl.
Who my lock was this weekend. It was driving me crazy.
It's like he just had a really good weekend with somebody, and he broke up with her.
And then forgot
and
her
he's
name.
He's going out with her friend now.
I think the fact that Phil was gone on Friday, it must have helped me make a pick that I never would have made in the first place.
See how awesome it is when I'm somehow invoked?
So taking a look at the standings, I'm three from the bottom now.
Yes, you're three from the bottom. As Craig the movie guy, he was a loser as he had the Packers -5.5.
God, he is.
Scott Wright also had the Packers -5.5.
Mm-hmm.
So both of those losers with the Green Bay Packers. The guy that took the opposite of the Chiefs game was Mr. Curtis Fitzpatrick, as he had the Buffalo Bills +1.5.
The right side, by the way.
He almost looked smart.
I was on the right side of that game.
There's a fine line between looking smart and feeling stupid.
How about our young producer, Mr. Q-Tip? How'd he do?
He lost.
Yeah, he went opposite me. He went opposite me and said, I'm going opposite you. We were tied going into the weekend.
Five games back from me now, Q-Tip.
Well, I lost as I had the Tampa Bay Buccaneers -3. So the standings look like the listener is 15-5-1.
And you are a winner.
The winner.
Scott Wright, Phil and Zynga, and Kerry Murdoch, all 12-9.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis Fitzpatrick, 11-8-2. Spinozzi, 9-12. Q-Tip, 8-13. Craig, 6-15.
What's the listener's record again?
15-5-1.
It's over.
Incredible. It is. It's over.
We need to crown them champions.
You want
to
crown them? Crown them.
This is the earliest championship in the history of the Lions.
We're going to coronate them right here.
Well, I mean, they cannot lose.
No, it's done.
They've got two games left, and they've already won. Congrats to the listener. I can't believe I'm
saying dominated us this year.
No,
I mean, you didn't win. You dominated us.
Now it's the race for the first loser.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a three-way tie for second. And Curtis is a game back.
We need a We Are the Champions or, you know, a little Post Malone. Little
well, what listener are we going to celebrate?
Many of them. They all had great names this year.
There was Prison Mike.
Uh-huh.
There was Dirty Mike and the Boys.
Yes.
There was Leroy Jenkins.
Leroy Jenkins.
I think we had a Turd Ferguson in there.
Uh-huh. There's definitely a Turd
was
Ferguson.
That, I think that was picked right after Norm MacDonald passed away, right?
Yeah, I believe so. I there was
Ricky
a Turd
Bobby.
Ferguson.
Ricky Bobby.
Lazy-eyed Brett.
Well, they should. All these guys should gather and celebrate like at Twin Peaks.
Yes,
lazy-eyed Brett leading the way.
They can talk about their triumphs and all that good stuff.
Hot Carl. Let's
that was
see.
A hot Carl.
Prison Mike.
Yeah.
Magic Mike.
Magic Mike. That's right. My mom's favorite.
Were there any like Freds or Bob or?
We had a Harold.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Let me go through and get the regular.
I think
names
Hot Carl's
Miles.
The best.
Miles. Okay.
Miles, congratulations. Nicely done.
Yes. Well, did they win? I mean, not everybody won.
Oh, you're part of the squad, though. You know what I mean?
You're asking me way too many things.
You're a team.
Daniel won week 15.
Good right. job,
Cam
Daniel.
Cam Akers fumbled, but he's moving on. Sometimes you're part of the team. Somebody's got to pick you up.
I agree. Still get a ring.
Carson lost. He didn't help the cause last week.
Hey, Carson.
Carson's just getting pointed out for his failures.
Oh, yeah.
Carson. Sorry, like a kicker.
Hey, don't you take that. Kickers, I will hear no slander about kickers.
Kickers
this weekend.
Made this
they
weekend
were ballers.
Happen.
Kickers.
Cincinnati Bengals have this unbelievable.
Evan McPherson's the best kicker to come into the league in the last 20 years.
His nickname is Kick Pearson instead of McPherson.
Oh, my goodness.
Like,
that guy's
awesome.
Money.
And the
money.
Fact that Burrow said he told him before he went out there to kick it and said, nah, he said, we're going to the AFC Championship game.
My favorite quote of the
hey,
weekend.
Play that, Phil. Yeah, oh, I just got Phil a heart attack. Joe Burrow talking about Evan McPherson.
Yeah, who, I was going to get
any
that.
Other names we have?
And Matt Gay, by the way, for the Rams, kicking that field goal.
Dude, everybody.
And he used to play
Robbie
for
Gold.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Robbie Gold for the 49ers in the snow.
Howie Long actually said, well, in that pregame, he said, Robbie Gold will kick the game-winning field
he
goal.
He hasn't missed ever in the playoffs. Not that he went to a lot of playoff games with the Bears,
mm-hmm.
but.
I mean, that's the only way that the Bears could, you know, do anything against Aaron Rodgers is to have an ex-kicker kick the game winner.
Here's Joe Burrow, the clip that Q-Tip loves so much.
Oh, that guy's unbelievable. He said, so he was talking to Brandon as he was going out to kick. He gave a little warm-up swing, and he said, looks like we're going to the AFC Championship right before he went out there to kick it. And when you have a kicker, I mean, we knew exactly what we had as soon as he walked into the building in camp, and we just saw how he carried himself. You know exactly how a kicker is going to perform when, obviously, everyone at this level can kick through the uprights. But it's how you handle yourself in the locker room that shows us that you have the confidence to go out there and make a kick like this and perform the way he did in a game like this. And we knew exactly what kind of guy we had in camp.
The only kicker drafted this past year, and they got ripped for it, fifth-round pick, and I love their comeback on social media. All caps. That's why you draft a kicker. It was phenomenal. The Bengals, hey, their drafts the last couple of years,
mm-hmm.
it's like home run after home run after
not
home
bad.
Run. Now you would think in next year's draft, they're going to address the offensive line, and then they're good.
One would hope so.
Right.
9 sacks.
And they still won.
Yep.
They still won.
Their defense is pretty salty, man. They were anyway. I expect a 37-35 game this week.
Well, they just beat the Chiefs a couple weeks ago.
I know.
In a game that was important to both teams.
Yep.
Now, it was in Cincinnati. It's different when you're in the title game. You're at Arrowhead. All that's going to change.
They have shown no cracks at all. I mean, being first, you know, at New Money, they haven't been in the playoffs for a long time. A bunch of young guys. They have shown, I mean, absolutely no nerves, no problems, no nothing. They've just overcome every obstacle.
And again, you're a fan of one of those teams. You're like, thank goodness we've got our dude. Like,
yes.
There are a lot of teams who know they don't have their dude, and there are a lot of teams who are still wondering, hey, do we, like the Browns, like, do we have a guy? You don't know. But there are some teams who are like, we know we don't have our guy. But then there are the few teams and their fan bases that are like, oh, we're good. We're good for a long time. Let's fix the other stuff.
We are the morning animals. Anybody going to make a lock before we...
Yeah, I tried to do that earlier.
Okay,
let's get back to it
let's
then.
Let
Hold
Carrie
on, let's make your lock.
Crown
I think
himself.
I'm having second thoughts now because I didn't know I picked the 49ers last week.
Yeah, just wait till the last minute. Just pull one out of your backside.
So we're not going
to
lock.
Not lock because you need to
so
unlock.
I'm not locking, no.
Unlock the
I mean,
lock.
That defense is so good.
Never mind.
I don't know.
Okay, what the hell?
He just went never.
I don't know. I'm going to I'm going to have to feel it out this
right,
week now.
All right, hold on. I got to.
As you look to unlock, Phil,
mm-hmm.
the...
By the way, if you're wondering, Kansas City is a 7-point favorite currently.
Wow!
Rams are 3.5.
Wait. Wow! 7.
Wow, that's a big number.
That is Vegas talking, boy.
It was loaded.
That sounded
I had to
like
unload
a cuss
it.
Word there at the end.
I'm looking to see where I'm really curious to see where that number ends up at the end of the week.
I mean, Joe Burrow is not to be messed with.
But no, listen, the Kansas City Chiefs couldn't stop Josh Allen, so I don't know why they think they're going to stop Joe Burrow.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a big
number. But if they pull off what they did last week, it's a push. So, well, I guess they didn't. Did they kick the extra point last night? They didn't, did they?
No, not in overtime. No, you don't
Yeah.
Game's over.
So they won by six.
Right. That is the, still the score this morning.
Is anybody taking a peek to see what order the games are in next Sunday?
Yeah, it's
Cincy, Kansas City is
the game in California is the late game.
Okay. Well, I was wondering if they were going to do
and
that.
And then San Francisco Rams is the late game. Yeah.
Okay. We are the Morning Animals. This is 98.1 FM.
Great start time, too.
Yeah,
it's over by 8, 9.
Very Super Bowl starting time. Right, yeah, just right in the sweet spot. Not too late. Just bam. Let's go.
Is there anybody here who's fallen off a five-story building and survived?
No.
Is there anybody here who's fallen off a five-story building and not survived?
No.
Okay. There's a person who fell off a five-story building, somehow survived, actually took a lot of other people with them accidentally. We'll give you all the details coming up next.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.